Okay, it is the top of the hour. We are going to get started. My name is Tara McGillicuddy, and I would like to welcome everyone to our energy clearing session for tonight, the energy shift, the group clearing and healing session. And before we get started, I would like to apologize to those of you who registered when we were originally going to do this on the 20th of December. I had a bit of a cold and I lost my voice. So I felt okay, but I couldn't talk. So I think it was probably meant to happen now. So thank you, everyone. Welcome to those of you who are with us live and those of you who are accessing the replay. Before we get started, let's see, what do I want to let you know? One, that I know I recommend that while you're doing this, whether it's live or you're accessing the replay, that you have water with you. I also recommend that you drink plenty of water for the first, for like, especially the first 24 hours after you've done the session, but the first 24 hours up to 3 days. And like, if you already drink 8 glasses of water a day, maybe add one more. Don't go crazy, but just get plenty of water in. Water will help assist the clearing and healing. What else? Pay attention to your sleep and your dreams. While I'm recording this, we are in the full moon energy. The full moon is Friday. We're recording this on the 4th. The full moon is the 6th. And a lot of times people who are sensitive, and a lot of people who are here are sensitive, whether they're empaths or sensitive, have sleep issues during full moon energy. But the clearings and healings can also affect your sleep. So pay attention to that. This may be a great time to do a dream journal, or if you've done a dream journal before, maybe restart it or pay attention to that. So I do want to make you aware of that. Sometimes people don't notice anything during a session, during anything to do with their sleep, but that's just something I like to let you know. Oh, and if this is the first time you have ever done one of my sessions, or you have not done one of these or something similar to this in 6 months or a year, I do recommend waiting at least 24 hours before you come back to access the replay. And those of you who are on live, you will not have access to it for 24 hours anyways. But everyone else, if this is the first time that you've done my session or a session like this, or you haven't done one in like 6 months to a year or longer, I recommend waiting at least 24 hours before you come back to access the replay. And after that, you can come back and access it anytime you choose to do so, anytime you're called to do so, use your intuition, or you know, maybe you want to schedule it. But it will be available for the next 2 weeks, and today is the 7th, so I believe it'll be available until the 18th of January, 2023. So people always ask, because they know it's the beginning of the year, so we have new people who've never done these before. And it's always good to let people want to know, how do they know if it's working? And people are different. So some people will feel sensations in their body while I am doing the clearing and healing session. I might feel like a tightness, not like you're going to choke, but can feel a sensation in your throat. Some people might feel a sensation in their head area. Some people might feel a little itchy. Some people feel nothing at all. So people are different. You know, some people are more sensitive than others. Some people are ready to have more energy cleared than others and are ready for healing. So everyone's different. So that's a question that I'm often asked, is how do you know it's working? And everyone's different. And some people might notice things right away, like during the session or tomorrow. Some people might notice major intense things. Majority of people don't. Some people might notice subtle things. So pay attention, be aware, be mindful of things going on in your life for the next few days, or, you know, it's good to do that all the time, but especially after you've done this session. But examples of how you know it's working. Maybe you have a bookshelf and you bought a book 5 years ago. It's been on your bookshelf. And then all of a sudden, say tomorrow, 3 days from now, you pick up that book and start reading it, and it helps you accomplish something. So it might be subtle changes like that. So people are different. I know I recommended the dream journal, maybe also just a general type of journal or log that you pay attention to stuff that may have happened in your life after the session. So that's just the disclaimer information to let you know about. I think I covered that. I will be taking questions at the very end. I do have the Q&A open because I don't know if there's a way to turn it off, but I really want to recommend or ask that you don't ask questions until after I close out the session and ask you to. It can distract me and it can distract the energy. So just let's see. So during the clearing and healing session, unless I specifically ask you to speak out loud, which I don't often do that, you don't really need to do anything. Just receive the healing, receive the clearing. If you'd like to sit, you can sit. If you'd like to be walking, if you're laying down, the only thing that I require is that you are in a safe environment while you are listening or accessing this session or watching it as I do it on video. So no operating an automobile or heavy machinery. I do recommend that you are in a quiet environment, but safe environment is required. And you decide on what's safe for you. I mean, I just said no driving, but other than that, you know, that's something to for you to decide. What else? It's a clearing and healing. Some people might call what I do a meditation. If you go into a meditation while I'm doing this, that's fine. But wherever you're meant to get, whatever you're meant to receive, it's what's going to happen. Wherever your mind goes is where it's meant to go. So you don't, excuse me, I still have a little bit of a cold. So my voice is still here, but I apologize for that. So wherever your mind goes is where it's meant to go. Some people might fall asleep during this. Some people might think of certain things, but wherever it goes is where it's meant to go. Don't judge it. Just be okay with it. So what I'm going to do, we're going to get started in a moment, is first I'm going to create a sacred space. I work with the Archangels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, and I think that's who I'm working with tonight. Every once in a while, a third angel comes in, an additional angel comes in, but those are the three that I usually work with. So I'll create a sacred space, and then I'll call in Archangel Michael for the clearing part of the session. We'll go through that. And for that, I will say things out loud and you just listen and receive. Then from there, we will go into the healing part where it's going to balance your energy centers and your chakras. And that will be the majority of the session. And for that, for the most part, you're just sitting and listening. Sometimes I may be guided to have you say something out loud or think something in your head, but the majority of that is just you receiving the healing and the energy. And again, I do want to ask you that you wait until the session has ended until you type questions in the Q&A area. So we are going to get started. I'm going to take a sip of water first because I just have a little bit of a cold or allergies. Not sure what this is. I do apologize for drinking water, or lemon water on air. Okay. So I know some of you have done these before, and in the past, I turned off my video. The camera's going to remain on. If you're distracted by it, I apologize. When I add it, the recording, I will have an audio only. So if you're distracted by seeing me, when you do the replay, you can just listen. All right. I am now creating a sacred space. I am only allowing in energies and beings of the highest and best 100% pure light. This sacred space will be open now and anytime you return to this session in the future. I am now calling on Archangel Michael to assist us with the clearing part of this session. And what I'm going to do is say some things out loud, and you can just receive the clearing. Please clear, remove, and transmute all energetic debris, implants, and attachments, which will help us have a happy, successful, and productive 2023. Archangel Michael, please clear, remove, and transmute all cords of attachment, which will help us have a happy, healthy, successful, and productive 2023. Archangel Michael, please clear, remove, and transmute anything else in which we are ready to let go of now and will help us have a happy, healthy, productive, and successful 2023. All right, right now, you can take a couple of deep breaths or three deep breaths in, three deep breaths out. And I'm going to be quiet for a moment while we do this. In through the nose, out through the mouth, if possible. If you're like me and having trouble breathing through your nose, that's okay. Okay, I'm going to do another thing. Please clear, remove, and transmute all energetic debris, implants, and attachments in which we are ready to let go of now. Please clear, remove, and transmute all cords of attachments in which we are ready to release and let go of now. Archangel Michael, please clear, remove, and transmute anything else in which we are ready to release and let go of now. So we're going to just take a moment to take a few deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth, if possible. And I'm going to be quiet for a moment while we do this. And anytime you feel the need to take a sip of water during this, please go right ahead. Sometimes I will remind you, but please do it whenever you feel the need to or are guided to. It's completely up to you. Okay, and I do apologize. I do have a bit of a cold, so I might be coughing a little bit and sipping my water. My lemon water. Okay, I do apologize for my sniffling. Okay, so right now, what we're going to do, if anything came up specifically that you would like help cleared, or if this is a specific person, a specific situation, what you can do, either say it out loud or think it in your head, call on Archangel Michael, well, he's already here, so request that he help you release whatever it is. And if you can't think of anything specific, that's okay. You can just put out the intention for whatever you're ready to receive. If you don't feel there's anything additional, you can just sit and breathe in for a few moments. And I am going to be quiet while we do this. Okay, and I'm not sure if I introduced myself at the beginning. I kind of get ready. I can sense the angels coming in. So for those of you who don't know my name is Tara McGillicuddy. So while I was there, I was guided to say my name in case you weren't. I mean, I think you all saw that on my website or wherever you registered, but I am Tara McGillicuddy. I'm a Reiki master. I'm a medium. I'm a coach. I have other titles, but I think those are the ones that are might be beneficial if you know about this evening. Okay, so that was the part of the clearing session. So Archangel Michael is going to continue to stay with us for the additional part of the session in which we are going to be balancing the chakras or the energy centers. And Archangel Raphael is also going to join us, and Archangel Gabriel. So I'm calling on Archangel Raphael right now to assist us with this part of the session. I am also calling on Archangel Gabriel to assist us with this part of the session. And this is going to be similar on your end to what we do with the clearing part of the session. I am going to be saying things. And for the most part, you just need to sit, stand, whatever you're doing, and receive the healing and clearing. There might be some times where I might be guided to have you say something out louder in your head, but the majority of it is just for you to sit, stand, or lay down and receive the healing energy. And I'm going to take another sip of water or my drink. Okay. So what we're doing right now, Archangel Raphael is putting a bubble of healing energy around each of us, like a bubble. It's going to act like a cocoon for some of us. It's a big round bubble. Some people might picture an egg. Some people might picture something else, but it's a sphere-like energy cocoon that's going to be around us for the next 3 days. And what this is going to do is assist and support us with the energy and the healing, the energy clearing and healing that we are receiving during this session or the replay. And this will support everything in your life. It will not get in the way. It's going to only support. So this is around each of us. And however far you picture it going out is where it's meant to be. If you can't picture it, that's all right. Just know it's there. Some people visualize, some people can feel it. Some people just don't even believe it's there. So whatever you are feel or see or do, it's okay. All right. So that energetic healing cocoon is going to be around each of us for the next 3 days to support the clearing and healing that we are receiving during this session. All right. For those of you who are sitting or standing, please put your feet on the floor or the ground, wherever you are. Feel your feet touching the ground, your shoes, whatever surface they are on. And picture, intend, imagine that you have roots coming out the bottom of your feet, and those roots are shooting down through your shoes, your socks, your shoes, the carpet, the floor. They're going down to the next level of wherever you are. They're going down, connecting to the earth, to the ground. They're shooting through the ground. And right now what they're doing is pulling up the healing energy from Mother Earth, Gaia. If there's another word you use for earth, that's fine. You can go with it. And that energy, healing energy, is coming up through your feet, the bottom of your feet, through your ankles, your shins, your calves, your knees, your thighs, your hips, your middle area, your stomach area, your heart, your throat, your nose, your forehead, your the crown of your head, the top of your head. So right now, take a couple of deep breaths. On the inhale, breathe in that healing energy. On the exhale, breathe out, send out what is no longer serving you and what you are ready to let go of. If possible, in through the nose, out through the mouth. All right. Now, healing energy, almost like I'm seeing sparkly silver stars. If you don't see it, that's fine. And this energy is coming down, starting above your head, your crown chakra, going down through your head, your crown chakra, through your forehead, your temples, your cheeks, your nose, your chin, your throat, your stomach, your back, your middle area, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your shins, your calves, your ankles, and the bottom of your feet. Now this energy is connecting with the energy that came out up through the earth. And stop, take a couple moments, breathe in that healing energy from above. And on the exhale, breathe out, send out, push out what is no longer serving you and what you are ready to let go of and release. And I'm going to be quiet for a moment while you do this. Okay, now these two energies from above, the silver sparkly energy and the energy coming up through your feet are connecting with each other, kind of going in a, circular type of motion, front and back. So let's take another few deep breaths. Breathe in that combination of the healing from above and below. On the exhale, breathe out, send out, push out what is no longer serving you and what you are ready to release and let go of. Okay, and going to remind everyone right now, if you have water with you, you're welcome to take a sip of it. And I'm going to take a couple sips. Okay. So the next part of this session is we're going to start with specific energy centers. We will be balancing all of them, but there are ones that I'm called to focus on first because the group of us that are here and that are going to be watching this later on can benefit from that. And I am being called to the throat chakra, maybe because I've lost my voice. Well, I'm losing my voice. So Archangel Gabriel is who's associated with the throat chakra for me. I know some other people that are different angels, but when I work with the archangels, Archangel Gabriel is the one who really assists with that. And he focuses on communication, speaking your truth. He's the communicator angel. So if you're a writer, a speaker, he can help you with that. You can call on him at any time after this session. You don't just have to work with him now. You can work with him on your own. So what Archangel Gabriel is doing is putting a very thin layer, around like almost like a donut, but a circle around our throat chakra area, and it's going out, I don't know, maybe 6 inches around, and it's very light. You're not going to feel it. And what this is going to do, kind of like the cocoon we put around us at the beginning, it's going to support healing and clearing of our throat chakra for the next 3 days also. And it's very light. If you're feeling it, like I'm feeling pressure right now, but it's probably because I'm ready to have stuff removed from my throat chakra area, but this is going to be there to support it. All right. So right now, all three archangels, we have Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Gabriel are going around and very lightly pulling out energy that we are ready to release and let go of from our throat chakra area. This is about speaking our truth, speaking, getting our thoughts out there, speaking our truth, speaking up for ourselves. Boundaries can be associated with this section or this chakra energy center. So they're pulling out from the front, from left, from the right, from the back. And there may have been stuff, energy that you were not ready to release just moments ago. Give the permission that you are ready to release and let go of now. And I do want to let you know or remind you, I know some of you have been to my sessions before and you've heard me say this, that even if there's energy or situations that were negative and hurtful to you or somebody else, when they're removed, or when it's removed, it's going to be transmuted to the highest and the best. So you don't need to worry about it negatively impacting the angels or anyone or anything else. That it is safe to let go of. It's going to be transmuted back to the highest and the best. Okay. So pulling more from the front, from the back. And if you feel the need to drink water while we're working on the throat chakra, please do. Excuse me. All right. So now there are three angels are coming in and they're adding healing energy very gently to the throat chakra area. Going around in a clockwise motion. And blue, if I didn't say this before, is the color associated with the throat chakra. Some of you may be picturing blue energy coming in. Whatever shade you're picturing it, if you are, is the shade you of healing you are meant to receive. I'm seeing royal blue and like a powder blue. I don't know if this is just for me or if this is in general. And if you don't see it, don't stress out. Not all of us are visual. Just know it's blue. And if you see it, it's kind of like you're seeing it as a daydream or a dream. You don't necessarily, or some of you may see it outside of your mind, but the majority of people who see it in their mind. Okay. So now I'm being asked to have each of us take a few deep breaths in through the mouth, if possible. This is the only time I'm going to have you breathe in through the mouth is for this chakra center or this energy center. So on the inhale, breathe in that healing energy. On the exhale, breathe out, send out, push out, let go of what you are ready to let go of. Okay, so I'm going to be quiet while we do this. Okay, and if you have that water with you, please take a couple sips or as many sips as you need to. Okay. So next, we are being taken down to our heart chakra, which is right below the throat chakra, right where your heart center is. And the colors associated with the heart chakra are usually green and pink. But some other people may have other colors associated with this energy center. But green is the main one, and pink is also another one. And the archangel that's really going to focus on this or is like the is Archangel Raphael. Archangel Raphael is the one who's really known, focuses on leader. I'm kind of, my logical brain isn't totally working right now because I'm connected. So I think you know what I mean. So being guided to have each of us put our hands over our heart center, which if you want to do one or both, you can do that. And like Archangel Raphael is going to have us take three deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. And on the inhale, we are breathing in healing energy. On the exhale, we're going to breathe out, send out, release what is no longer serving us. And the heart center is associated with love, self-forgiveness, self-trust, self-love, love from other people, but love in general. And just a reminder that even if something was painful for us, that when it's released, it will be transmuted back to the highest and the best. So I'm going to be quiet. On the inhale, breathe in that energy. On the exhale, let go of what is no longer serving you and what you are ready to let go of. Okay. Now the three archangels are going around your heart chakra area, and that goes from the front to the back also. So this is, you know, your heart center is the front of your body, but it's that whole area around the front, back, and side. So they're going around in a counterclockwise motion, pulling out what additional energy that we're each ready to let go of. A few moments ago, we released some, but there's even more that we're ready to let go of now. And they're going around in a counterclockwise motion, pulling out some of it's like threads, some of it's like ribbons. For some of us, it might actually be like tube-like energy. So they're each going around and just a reminder that this will all be transmuted to the highest and the best. Okay, now Archangel Raphael is going around in kind of like a corkscrew type of motion, clockwise, corkscrew, like rotating and revolving type of thing. Adding in, I'm seeing for me, it may be different for you, pink and white healing energy around that heart center, that heart chakra area. And asking you, each of us, to put our hands over our heart center again if you remove them. So take another 3 deep breaths. On the inhale, breathe in that healing energy. On the exhale, send out, release what you are ready to let go of now. Okay. Now what we're going to do, those are the 2 main chakras we are focusing on tonight that needed or called for maybe some extra attention, extra energy, extra clearing and healing. So those, it was the throat chakra and the heart chakra. And then what we're going to do now is balance the remaining chakras or energy centers. Okay, so we're going to start with the base chakra or the root chakra, and that's kind of like where your tailbone is in the front and the back, that area of your body. In this center, the chakra is associated with safety, your physical needs. So we're balancing that. All 3 archangels are going around and removing from each of us what we are ready to let go of. And the color often associated with the base or the root chakra is red, if I didn't say that. So some of you may be picturing red healing energy around you. Some of you may not. I'm seeing for a lot of us, there's like a silver sparkly energy around our base chakra. So going around in a counterclockwise motion, pulling out the energy that each of us is ready to let go of. Okay, now all 3 archangels are going in and adding healing energy in a kind of a clockwise corkscrew type motion. I'm seeing silver energy. Some of you may be seeing red. It's going around the front, the left, the right, the back. And this is where it's going to be almost like, kind of like we did at the beginning with the bubble around us and the ring around our throat. This is going to be around our middle area, our base chakra area. And this I'm almost seeing like a life preserver type of a donut, or a tube, a tire type tube that's going to be around us, almost acting like a life preserver type of thing with their energy. And what this is doing is this is going to support the healing and the clearing around each of us, And this one is going to be around us for the next week, so the next 7 days, whether you're listening to this live or you're back listening to the replay. And like the other cocoons, energy circles, this is only going to support us. So it's going to support the healing and clearing with the base chakra area. It's going to support our safety and our physical needs. Okay. So I'm going to take a few deep breaths. On the inhale, breathe in additional healing energy. On the exhale, breathe out, send out what you're ready to release and let go of from that base chakra area or root area. So I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to do 3 more of those. In through the nose, breathe that healing energy in. Out through the mouth, release and let go of what you are ready to let go of. All right, now we're moving up to the sacral chakra area, and that's kind of like where your belly button is, above the base chakra, the root area. The color often associated with this chakra is orange, and this is about creativity, sensuality, sexuality. So I'm going to take a sip of water. And the 3 archangels are going to work on this area. Some of us really can use this creativity. Going to add some extra creativity energy in this area since it's the beginning of 2023 and we're ready for new things. So the archangels are adding in that extra creativity energy. All right, now they're going around very quickly with this one. Pulling out strands that are no longer serving us and what we're ready to let go of from the front, from the back. And just remember, even if there's been something painful in your life associated with this energy center, it will be released and transmuted to the highest and the best. So it's going around and removing very quickly from this area. And some of you may be picturing orange energy. Some people might not. So if you can put your hand over like your belly button type area or hands. And on the inhale, breathe in healing energy for this energy center, for the sacral chakra energy center area. On the exhale, breathe out, send out what is no longer serving you and what you are ready to let go of. Okay, they're going around again, balancing that very quickly. Anything that needs to be balanced that wasn't ready a few moments ago. Okay, next we're going to move up to our solar plexus area. And this is above our belly button. And this is about feeling those of us that are empaths, we feel in our body. That's what this is. This is that energy center. And the color often associated with this is yellow. And all 3 archangels are going to continue here. And what they want to, since a lot of us are sensitive and empaths who are here tonight or are accessing the replay, is just remind us we have the ability for each of us to, we have the power and the ability to filter in and out what we allow into our energy center and our system, especially those of us who are empaths. So I have the power to control what comes into my energy. They just want to remind you that you can, if you want to say that out loud, if you want to put it in your head, but just know I have the power to control the energy that I allow in to my field. Okay, so if you can put your hand over this area, you can please do that. And on the inhale, we're going to breathe in that healing energy for the solar plexus. On the exhale, we're releasing what is no longer serving us and what we are ready to let go of. So in through the nose, out through the mouth. And three archangels are going around and they're just like, kind of like just really quickly and heavily, like intensely pulling stuff off of us, because for a lot of us, this wasn't even ours to begin with. Because a lot of us as sensitive and empaths, we can act like a magnet or like molasses, like attracting and holding on to other people's stuff. So they're just like pulling a lot of it away, because for this area, it's not even ours to begin with. So it's almost like taking a shovel and throwing it out, or not throwing it out. So it's, but it just, it's being released and transmuted back to its original source of light and love. So pulling it from the front, the back. Yeah. And what they're saying is like the majority of this doesn't even belong to each of to us. It's other people's and other stuff, like all this stuff from like 2023 that was like, or 2022 that was like dragging us down. It's being pulled off of us. And for some of us, make sure you let it go. It wasn't yours to begin with. Release and let it go. All right. So they're going around in a clockwise motion around each of us, adding healing energy for the solar plexus area, balancing that area. The front, the side, the back. Okay. Put your hands over the front of you, that area again. And on the inhale, breathe in that healing energy. On the exhale, breathe out, send out, push out what is no longer serving you and what you are ready to release and let go of now. I'm going to do this three times and I'm going to be quiet, or I won't be talking. You can probably hear me breathing. Okay, have another sip of water if you like. I'm going to. Okay, then we're going back up to the heart chakra, heart center area. I know we did this before because it could use some extra attention, but we're going to do like a quick balancing of it. And for us, like for a lot of us, when we balanced and added healing and cleared out from the lower chakras, this is helping a lot of us release stuff that we weren't ready to release just minutes ago. So they're coming around, pulling out, and it's easier for them to pull out this time. And about love, forgiveness, self-love, self-forgiveness, pulling out energy that is no longer serving us and is going to help us. A lot of us more with self-love than anything else. Self-love and forgiveness as I'm pulling out are like what this clearing and this healing part of this heart chakra is going to help each of us with, support with that. So they're going around, just like a quick balancing now, because we already went through this area before. And now we're going back up to the throat chakra, which we worked on before. And since we just balanced the lower ones below this, this is going to help remove stuff that, like the heart chakra, we weren't ready to release and let go of before. So going around, just kind of removing almost like a film. I'm kind of picturing it as like the consistency or the kind of like scotch tape, that like a film or saran wrap, like just gently removing it from each of us, from the front, the back. Pulling it lightly and gently, like a layer that may not have been ready for each of us to let go of before. And again, our throat chakra, the color usually associated with it is blue, and it's about speaking our truth and communicating. So this is going to help us communicate our needs, our wants, get our truth out there. If you write for a living or have to write or speak, this is going to support you. Just a very quick balancing. And I'm feeling everyone's stuff. So it's part of the reason why my throat's. Okay. So just quick balance of the throat chakra area and that energetic ring of healing is still around each of us. Very light. It's just, it's light, it's airy. It's going to just support that healing around each of us. All right, next, we're going up to our third eye. And this is about seeing, like being clairvoyant. Like when you see visions, whether it's daydreaming or intuition. And this is like between your eyebrows. The color associated with this is usually indigo. It's like in between purple and blue. And this one just going to be a quick balancing. The higher chakras, these ones usually, we don't have as much gook on it. It really doesn't mean a lot to release the lower ones. For most of us as humans are what really need most of the focus going around, balancing it, sending in healing energy, releasing what we're no longer serving. And if you want to put a fingers over whichever hand you're guided to, if you are over like your third eye, on the inhale, breathe in that healing energy. On the exhale, breathe out, send out what is no longer serving you and what you are ready to release. And I'm going to stop talking while we do that. Okay, now we're moving up to our crown chakra, or the energy center. And this is the top of our head. And the color usually associated with this is white, but it might also be violet. And for some people, it's silver too. So if you don't see a color or you have another color in mind, that's okay. So this is a quick balancing around this. And it's funny, I'm almost seeing like a halo around each of us. In it. So this is going to balance. And this is to connect with the higher source, God, angels, whatever else you may or may not connect with. And clear, okay. Adding healing and clearing for this. And if you can put one or both hands over like your head, on the inhale, breathe in healing energy. On the exhale, breathe out, send out what is no longer serving you and what you are ready to release. So in through the nose, out through the mouth, if possible. Okay, so we're going to do a very quick, like, balance, like, kind of going down from the feet all the way up and down the body. Anything, kind of like anything additional that any of us need to do a quick balance, we're doing that. All right, so what I'm asked to have each of us do is to be quiet for a few moments. Close our eyes if you're okay with that. And breathe in. Three deep breaths in. Three breaths out. Breathe in additional healing energy. On the exhale, send out, release, let go of anything else that you are ready to release and let go of. Okay, and if you want to take a few sips of water, you're welcome to do that. All right, so right now what we're going to do is if there's anything specific that came up with you, a specific situation, something that's about you that you're connected to, that you would like some healing and clearing with, you can put that request out to the three archangels or one of them if there's one you're called to over the other. You can think or say out loud what it is if you have a specific situation or thing or issue. Or if you want to leave it up to the angels to help you, you can put a request that they know best. If there's something additional you'd like them to help you with, let them decide, you don't have to name it. Or you can just sit here and breathe in and out and just be okay with whatever it is. So I'm going to be quiet for a few moments while we do this. And one, if there's a specific situation, a specific angel you want to work with, you can put that request out, whether you like to think it, say it out loud or in your head. Two, you can just put like a general request, or you can just breathe in and not put out a request at all. Just be okay. Okay, so the next thing we're going to do, if there's a specific person in your life who is going through a challenging time, whether they're physically ill or has something going on that you're connected with, this is someone you know, not like someone on TV or in the sports arena, you put out that request, and it can be like the what we just did before. If there's a specific person, specific situation, you can put out that intention, that request, or you can just put out a general request or just sit quietly. So I'm going to take a few moments to do that and breathe in that healing energy for the person. Send out what is request for no longer serving them to be released. Or you can just sit here quietly and breathe in and out. All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to put a request out, each of us, since we're powerful and there's power in numbers, just a general healing for the world. If there's a specific area of the world you're guided to or you're called to, you can do that. But let's just put out a general healing request for the world for 2023. And we're going to take a few moments to do that and breathe in and out. That healing energy and releasing what's no longer serving the world. Okay, final one. If there's anything else that came up that a specific situation or something that came up while we were doing that popped in your head, you can put that request out for healing. You can just do a general one for anything additional that the angels feel will benefit you, or you can just sit here and breathe in and out. We're going to do this for the next few moments. Okay, so we are now officially closing the healing and clearing part of this session. This session is now officially closed. I would like to thank Archangel Michael. I would like to thank Archangel Gabriel. And I would like to thank Archangel Raphael for assisting all of us. The sacred space is now closed. So what we're going to do now is come back. I know sometimes when we do these, we can feel ungrounded. So we're coming back. So maybe rub your hands together, tap your hands on your thighs, maybe clap a little bit. If you have that water beside you, maybe take a few more sips of water. And if you have questions, you can type them into the question area. I believe that's open, the Q&A, which is going to be somewhere in your Zoom menu. It should be towards the bottom. I will also open the chat room for you to say a quick hello, but if you have an actual question, just to help me, because I'm less focused than usual when I come out of this and I get overwhelmed with the chat. If you have a question, please type it into the Q&A area. And comments can go into the chat area. So I want to thank everyone for joining us. Just a reminder, drink plenty of water. And if this is the first time you've done this session or haven't done one of these type sessions in like 6 months to a year, please wait. I think I said 24 hours before you come back and do it again. Pay attention to your dreams. This may be a time to start a dream journal. Pay attention to your sleep. I think that's it. So if you have a question, let me see. And I think they're open for questions. I don't have any. I know sometimes these can be so powerful that we're not back in our body. Thank you. This has helped you. Is this something I can replicate on my own? Yes and no. You can definitely work with the angels on your own. But healing, you can request healing, but you can't replicate it exactly, because what happens when you're in a group, there's more power, there's more energy. But you can definitely work with the angels and ask for them for guidance, learn more about the angels. So yes and no. No, you can't replicate it exactly, but you can clear your own energy and you can definitely work with the angels on your own. Like for me, I get more benefit when I lead a group, when I do this, than I do on my own. Okay. Will there be a recording link? Yes, it should be sent out tomorrow. It will come from Zoom. Again, if you have questions, please type the questions in the question box and please keep them general to how it's going to help you. Okay. I want to thank everyone for attending. And the link will be going out tomorrow, probably, I don't know if it's 7 or 8 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow. So just about 24 hours after the scheduled session, for you to access the recording, and it'll be there for 2 weeks. So until the 18th, I believe. Remember, please put your questions in the Q&A, not the chat. Well, you can do exercises to help you be more visual. So I used to see colors, but have not been able to find them. Sometimes what happens is when you first open up, when you first start doing spiritual, psychic, intuitive type work, you need to hear things, you need to see things to kind of let you know that it works. And as you develop, they don't need to be as strong. So for some people, you don't need to see things as vividly or as brightly as you did before, but you can always work on strengthening your clairvoyance. I don't know specifically, but there's got to be lots of resources out there on how to strengthen your clairvoyance. And I think that's like your third eye. There's opening your third eye, balancing your third eye, or putting that request out, or maybe journaling and asking what's going on with me not seeing the colors. But a lot of times when you see things or they're more vivid, it's because you need them to be stronger when you first start opening up and working spiritually or metaphysically. Will watching the recording produce the same as the live session? Yes and no, because you've already done this once and you've cleared, you're going to go back and healed stuff. When you go back to watch it or listen to it again, you're going to get a different type of clearing. So you will still receive the benefit, but say you watch it tomorrow or 5 days from now, you're going to be healed and your healing and clearing energy is going to be different. So it will still have a benefit, but it won't have the same exact results. So thank you. All right, let's see do we have any more questions? I want to thank everyone for coming. I don't know, whoever has your hand up, if you'd like to ask a question, please type it in the Q&A area. And thank you for coming. I will be doing these on a regular basis. Most likely around this time of the full moon, but as we all know, life happens. And like when I did my voice earlier for the last one, I couldn't do it. So I think most of you are on my email list. I want to thank you. You will be getting, or should, the Zoom email will be going out tomorrow. We're in the middle of Mercury retrograde, so I can't guarantee you receive it, but it will be out there. And you can go to taramcgillicuddy.com, and by some chance, if you didn't receive the reminder or the thing from Zoom, there will be something to sign up for the on-demand one. All right. Thank you again, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your evening or whatever time it is where you are. And I hope you will join me at another type of event. Thanks again, everyone.